That was Room and Dreams from Buildings and Foods Provincial Park. I would like to feature DSFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On November 14th, the BCIHL Red Leafs hosted the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Burnaby's Bill Copeland Sports Center, where the puck drop was just a few minutes after 7 p.m. The visitors VIU opened the scoring 2:13 into the game, as Austin Daniels scored his fourth on SFU's Max Fowl, as the first period was more or less even, where the Mariners outshot the Red Leafs 12-7 after 20 minutes. VIU took over the play in the second, hemming SFU, who got penalized at 7:13 on Ethan Witten's interference, and the Mariners were awarded for their dominance, as Ryan Hunter scored his third on a goalmouth scramble past the Red Leafs goalie Max Fowl, who was under siege in period two. VIU opened a three-goal cushion on SFU late in the period on Hunter Ferguson's third, as the Mariners outshot the Red Leafs 19-6 in the middle frame, where the game got chippy with a 31-13 edge shots. With a 31-13 edge in shots after the first 40 minutes. Despite SFU's pressure early in the third, they couldn't score on VIU's Matthew Fleet. The Mariners were awarded another power play 3:14 into the third on the Red Leafs' Gavin Baines interference, and VIU's Davis Sato scored his fourth on the man advantage at 5:14 as SFU's Max Fowl was shelled for another 18 shots in the third, and the Mariners blanked the BCIHL Red Leafs 4-0 at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, where VIU outshot SFU 49-21. The Mariners were led by Davis Sato, Hunter Ferguson, and Austin Daniels with a goal on assist each, with Matthew Fleet earning a 21-save shutout, while the Red Leafs were led by the backstop Max Fowl with a whopping 45 saves.
Hi, it's Steve Chong. Tonight is November 14th, 2025. I'm in the dressing room of the SFU Independent Red Leafs, and I'm interviewing.
You have pretty chops.
The head coach for the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs, who fell to the Vancouver Island University Mariners 4-0, getting badly outshot, 49-21 from what I understand. First of all, what went wrong tonight?
It's not went wrong, it's just like we played a very good team. And we have a young team, right? So we recruited 14, 15 new players their first year. So that's their first year in the league. And compared to the Vancouver Island University, they have already some older players, which we can see tonight, right? Played on a high level, playing that league for a long time. And I thought overall we did actually not too bad. It was a learning curve for us. And that's what we just talked in the locker room too. We knew it's going to be a very, very challenging game. But I think that we can take lots from that game. And we just said too, right, we do not have to win that team today. We have to win it at the end of the season when it counts.
More about the game. While I felt the first period was even, despite VIU having a lead at the end, what happened in the last 40 minutes?
Well, so one thing that kind of stuck out tonight is so we got two goals in PK. So if you take penalty minutes against a team like this, it's challenging to kill it. So we had two PK goals, which didn't help us too much. And then power play is not working too well. The last few games we've been tweaking. They even did some changes today on the power play one. We have to dig in. The special teams need to be way better, especially if playing like a team like this. And that makes it a little bit more challenging. Right? If you can score on a power play and keep the puck out of the net on a PK, especially against a good team, that is a game changer.
Tell me about Max Fowles play tonight?
Well, the goalie got left alone a little bit today, right? It's University of Victoria, played very fast, they made those seam passes, so we gave him too many options, and I went side to side, right? And that's very challenging to make those saves. I thought Fowles played a good game. He made the saves he can make, right? But he needs a little bit more help on our decent coverage.
For the record, the opponent was the Vancouver Island University Mariners. The finalist in the 2025 BCIHL Finals against UVic. So tonight was the first of back-to-back. Who will be in goal for the BCIHL Red Leafs against the Okanagan Lakers tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, but half the game is before the game, so we have to prepare. And the boys want to win tomorrow, so I think everyone's ready to go. We make some minor changes on the lineup. For tomorrow, we bring Osborne back and taking Sam out for tomorrow and have Alec playing center in that line.
Who will be in goal?
Tomorrow's John is playing. Aiden.
What happened to Kermany, who... Okay, what happened to Spencer Kermany, who helped the BCIHL Red Leafs to a 5-1 win over the UVic Vikes, the 2025 BCIHL champs?
Cheyenne, he had flu this week, and he came out of practice yesterday, and we tried to maybe get him in the game tonight, but he didn't feel too long, and he could not play, so that's the reason for we have to play. And I think, yeah, he did a good job, right? And but Kermany, it's a top goalie in the league, right? We would love to have him back, but we need to have him healthy first, right? We cannot pay him with a flu. That's not going to work, yeah.
Finally, what do the BCIHL Red Leafs have to do to beat the Okanagan Lakers tomorrow night in their home, Kelowna, no less?
Well, we saw last year when we played UVic, we played as a unit, right? Always five players in each zone. We did it most of the time today too, but like I said, we played a better team. We've been moving the puck now. And so we have to get back to what we played last week against UVic. We have to get a little bit more inside the dots. We have to use all the five players on our breakouts coming out as a five-man unit, going to the neutral zone as five men and set it up in the post one. But I think tomorrow it's a different opponent, but it's not a weaker one, but definitely I think a better team which fits us for the game tomorrow.
Thank you for the interview tonight, and best of luck tomorrow in Kelowna.
Thank you very much.
Hi, once again, it's Steve Chong. Tonight is November 14th, 2025. I'm now in between dressing rooms 5 and 6, with dressing room 5 being the locker room for the SFU-BCIHL Red Leafs, and dressing room 6, the locker room for the independent Red Leafs, where I was last at. Now I'm interviewing
Max Fowles,
the goaltender for the BCIHL Red Leafs, who fell to the Vancouver Island University 4-0, where Max faced a whopping 49 shots. First of all, what happened tonight?
I think honestly we didn't have our best game, but hopefully we can learn from it and have a good game tomorrow, get a win.
Tell me about the last 40 minutes where VIU clearly had the edge in play.
Yeah, I think they came ready to play, and they got a lot of speed over there, good team, and yeah, they just like they were more ready to play.
Tell me about some of the saves you made tonight, a lot of which were point-blank and grade-A chances.
Yeah, I think I made some good saves, but obviously you want the win, so hopefully we can get a win tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, John Aiden will be playing for the BCIHL Red Leafs against Okanagan and Kelowna.
Yep, that's right.
Finally, what does the BCIHL Red Leafs have to do to avenge the season-opening loss to the Okanagan Lakers in Kelowna, no less.
I think we just got to come out ready to play and get on them right off the hop. We know we're a better team than we were in our first game, and I think we can get a win if we come out ready to play and push the pace.
Thank you for the interview tonight, and best of luck to the BCIHL Red Leafs tomorrow night in Kelowna.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Now on to the next day, when the BCIHL Red Leafs traveled to Kelowna to take on the Okanagan Lakers at MNP Place in Kelowna, where the puck drop was at 6:15 p.m. Okanagan opened the scoring just 3:23 into the game on Remy Spooner's fourth on SFU's John Aiden, as the Lakers outshot the Red Leafs 69 in the first period, where SFU's Pierce White, I believe. Just a minute, please. Yep. Where SFU's Pierce White was penalized for 2 minutes per head checking on top of a 10-minute misconduct with just 9 seconds left, and Okanagan started period two with a man advantage on a fresh sheet of ice. The Lakers went up two men on SFU. The Lakers went up two men on the Red Leafs just 56 seconds in, as SFU's captain Jaden Fauchuk was penalized for another 2 minutes for a cross check. And Parker Konecki gave Okanagan a 2-0 lead on the power play on his fourth on SFU's John Aiden. The Red Leafs trimmed the deficit to 1 at 12:39 as Justin Osborne scored on the Lakers' backstop Jacob Burnside, as SFU outshot Okanagan 18-12 in the middle frame, where 20 penalty minutes were handed out, with the Lakers holding a 28-27 edge in shots over the Red Leafs after 40 minutes. Both teams stormed each other's net in the third, where SFU outshot Okanagan 17-13, but the Lakers shaded the Red Leafs 2-1 at MMP Center in Kelowna. SFU were led by John Aiden with 39 saves and 41 shots for the third star, followed by Justin Osborne with a goal. Meanwhile, Okanagan were led by Jacob Burnside with 43 saves on 44 shots for the first star, Remy Spooner with a goal as the second star, and Parker Konecki with also a goal. Here are the current BCIHL standings, where 2 points are awarded for a win with 1 point for an OTL or a shootout loss. The Vancouver Island University have a commanding lead with a 7-1-1 record, 15 points, followed by University of Victoria, 4-1, 8 points. The Okanagan Lakers, 3-5, 6 points. The SFU Red Leafs, the BCIHL Red Leafs, are 4th at 2-3, 4 points. While the Logan Lake Miners are dead last at 0-3-2, 2 points.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. Two events occurred on November 13th. First up was the Surrey Police Board's latest meeting, which started at 2 p.m., where multiple topics were discussed. As of September 30th, the SPS have deployed 78 recruits from the Justice Institute of British Columbia, based in the U.S., from where 13 SPS recruits also graduated on November 3rd as Class 176. Two more classes, 177, 178, involving 30 SPS recruits, are also in session as they are set to graduate next year. As of September 30th, the SPS have either 582 or 583 officers, among which 36 languages are spoken, and have spent under $140.4 million in the first 9 months, with the yearly budget of just over $241 million. Discrepancies in the number of officers are due to yearly budget. Discrepancies in the number of officers are due to year-to-budget, based on 582 officers, 329 full-time, 111 part-time civilians, while the recruitment page mentioned 583 officers. Later on, CBC Vancouver Stephen Quinn and Benit Breach hosted a town hall at Surrey Arts Centre starting at 6:30 p.m. regarding a spike in extortions in the Lower Mainland, which has hit Surrey hard. Multiple officials attended, namely the BC Public Safety Minister Nina Krieger, BC Attorney General Nikki Sharma, SPS Chief Norm Lipinski, RCMP Assistant Commissioner John Brewer, Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, former Surrey Area MP Ginny Sims, who experienced a shooting at her Swift radio this year, and Liberal MP Sukh Dhaliwal. There were many talking points regarding extortion threats, which have spiked in Surrey, according to the SPS Chief Norm Lipinski, with Surrey getting the vast majority of suspected extortions in 2025, 94 as of November 10th, compared to just 5 in Delta and 28 in Abbotsford as of November 7th, according to a CBC map chart. The South Asian business community had their anxiety turning into fears, according to Puneet Sanhar, the South Asian Business Association of BC vice president. The notorious Lawrence Bishnoi gang, with the notorious Lawrence Bishnoi gang being involved in some extortion cases in BC, mass immigration impacting the spike in extortions. Ginny Sim mentioned Surrey having 840 officers compared to 1,400 in Vancouver, suggesting lack of police officers to tackle extortions. John Brewer claimed cross-agency communications seamless, with an increase in extortion cases being positive. Nina Krieger suggested cross-agency response being critical in countering extortions. The UFV criminologist Wade Wiseman claimed extortion cases are Indian paybacks, but not everyone who attended the Surrey Town Hall meeting was convinced, as many grilled officials on slow progress on law enforcement prosecuting extortion cases, and the town hall meeting ended with some shouting over the closing comments, according to CBC. On November 14th, the SPS released their latest numbers, with 608 sworn police officers, 122 women, 486 men, and 491 civilian employees. Let me look if there is a change. The numbers have stayed the same today, November 16th, 2025.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SF Perg is student activism by students for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
Thank you for listening to episode 45 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Afternoon Bike Ride, Running with Scissors. Here is Abigail. There's enough time for one more song. I would like to play Bitch Sticks, Wouldn't Miss It. The tune is Retreat. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. Thank you.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.